What's going on, y'all? This is the True Otaku here, TRUU Otaku. You can follow me on Twitch at the True Otaku. All of my social media is the same. And we got our two co-hosts here. We got Justin, aka OMO underscore Azazel.
What's good? How y'all doing, everybody?
And then we also got Free Hugs in the building.
What up?
So I'm glad y'all made it to the first episode. We had a lot of fun making the first episode, and it's something that at least I wanted to do. I don't know about them. It's always been something I wanted to do to start a podcast, and I'm glad I have the opportunity to get it. Like the support system that I have, you know, and I'm happy that I get to bring you guys like anime entertainment, just like I like to, you know, get my entertainment through the anime. And also big shout out to our artist. Her name is Pixel.
Oh yeah, big shout out. Big shout out.
And if you can, give her a follow on Twitch at Pixel Art.
Yeah, that cover art's dope as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it took her a little bit. Her Drake Twitch fire. Is yeah. Her Twitch is at Pixel PIXAL underscore bit. Give her a follow too. She's a dope artist, and I believe she's still taking commissions. So if you need some artwork done, definitely go ahead to her.
Bro, when I gave you that suggestion about the glasses, I didn't think she was gonna go that hard, bro. That shit's dope.
I know it is. I know it is. I love it. I love it. I think we might make merch out of it. I don't know yet.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Tune in for more.
I see you. I see you. Right. Tune in for more.
Right, I'm gonna look into it. I think I'm gonna look into it right after this.
Okay,
I'll probably just go through Stream Elements or Streamlabs
for sure.
But our first topic of discussion is, what did we watch this week? What did anybody watch this week?
I rewatched Space Dandy for like the 100th time.
Never heard of it.
Space Dandy. Yeah. Oh my god.
It's a classic.
Is it?
Okay, we're gonna do a watch party of that. Yeah, oh, wow. We have to.
It would be fun.
It would be very fun. It's so good. Dude, the artwork in that, the soundtrack in that, dude, just all around. It's got good comedy. It's got good, like, you know, serious romantic moments, all of it. It's so good.
Okay. Is it on Crunchyroll?
I think they added it on. It was, when I first watched it, it was on Funimation where I watched it. And then they took it off Funimation, and then I saw it land in Crunchyroll, but it was in dub, and I didn't want to watch it in dub because I had watched it in subbed already, and when I watched it in dubbed, it just didn't sound right to me. So I just didn't watch it again, but I haven't looked there. I just been watching it on one of my underground sites.
Okay. Yeah, I got that written down. I have to look for it.
Yeah, it's real good.
What else you watch?
Besides that, the My Hero episode, and then the new episode of one of my other shows I was watching, that Take Me In is what it's called. Or no. Remake Our Life. I don't know what I was thinking of.
Take Me In.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking of.
Potato.
Remake Our Life.
Potato.
Yeah, that one's pretty good though. About a dude going. It's pretty much like Real Life.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's more. I think it goes deeper than real life. Like, the dude's not a weak character. It's just, he's like legit, you know, trying to do some shit. So it's really good. What about you, Freogs?
I just watched the One Piece episode that just dropped. That time I got reincarnated as Slime, hero. And then I just started binge watching Dr. Stone. Haven't seen it before. I'm already on episode 11. Fucking love it. How do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
I love it. It's a lot of fun.
So good. So good.
It's so good. It's so
good.
Man, I need to.
I love the season two.
Oh my God. The end of season two.
Does it hurt?
Yeah. It hurts. It hurts, man. It hurts bad.
It hurts.
I know people. There's a girl I work with. She watched that shit, man. She said she didn't feel it, bro. I was devastated. I'm like, man, you're cold hearted for real. I was telling her, I was like, there's a heartstring, like it tugs you hard right at the end. And she was like, yeah, I wasn't feeling it. I said, yo, what?
Out of here, she a fucking robot. Get out of here, dog. I'm not gonna say it made me cry. It didn't make me cry, but like it made me feel some type of way.
No.
But
I might cry.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I was kind of tearing up for it because that shit was.
It was kind of deep, bro. Yeah, it was something else.
Yeah.
What did I watch this week? I watched Daily Life of the Immortal King. Bro, that shit was really good. That shit was really good, bro.
Netflix stepping themselves up, bro.
Right? It's only 15 episodes, but it was a great 15 episodes. I had to go to work the next morning when I started. And I'm supposed to be up for work at like 7 o'clock. I stayed up to like 3 a.m. watching it. I know I hated myself.
That's how it goes sometimes, though.
Right. And then I also started watching the Disastrous Life of Psyche K.
Mm-hmm. That's a funny one.
I've been seeing it come up like in my recommendations and shit. But like it's like the pink hair threw me off, so I would never click on it.
That's what threw you off? It was the antennas for me.
It was the
I was like, "What is this?"
Yeah, I think it was the whole like main character model that like threw me off.
Yeah,
and I'm like, but I don't think I would have watched it.
Come to find out, he's the only normal one,
right? Oh my God. Right. Especially he just wants people to leave him alone.
Right.
I wouldn't be bothered.
Just go through his whole day.
Right.
Unbothered. I mean, shit, what else can you ask for? That's ultimate peace right there.
Bro. It's actually really good and it's really funny, actually. I started watching SAO for like the third time. I don't know why. I just started watching it again.
Yeah, that's
Sword Art Online. For those of you who don't know SAO.
That's the same thing.
That's that weeb talk.
Bro, I started watching it for like the third time or whatever. I remember you telling me, Justin,
hey,
they were gonna do a spinoff for Asuna or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The a movie that's coming out, I think. It's either I can't remember what it is, but they showed the cover art for it already.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was a actual like season or a movie. But yeah. It's supposed to be about Asuna's perspective of SAO. And then there's a new character in the cover art. So
Okay.
Another female added to
Okay.
Kirito's Lil' Crew.
Of course. Right.
Can't get another homie, but it's cool though.
Okay, so I looked it up and it says initial release date October 30th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Progress Sword Art Online Progressive Area of a Starless Night. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a long ass name, goddamn.
Right.
You gotta remember all that.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
you watched SAO, right, Free Hugs?
I have not. I've been sleeping.
He sleep.
I'm what they like to call a piece of shit.
I mean, you're not wrong. You are a piece of not play.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you see Ordinal Scale, Marlon?
Nope. Oof. Ordinal Scale.
Yeah, one of the Sword Art movies.
Oh.
Yeah. It takes place. It takes place after Gun Gale.
Okay.
After the Gun Gale season with Kirito. I think. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
I liked it though. It was real good.
Okay, got it. All right, I'm gonna have to look that up later. I just wrote that down.
Yeah,
I just wrote that down. All right, let's get into the real meat and bones here. Let's talk about that episode of Tokyo Revengers, bro. All
right, look.
We just watched this, so it's fresh in our mind.
Right, we just watched this. I'm gonna just say what I gotta say. It's gonna be real short. I wasn't fucking with that episode.
Why?
Whoa. Honestly, I'm with you on that. I wasn't talking until the end.
So quiet. You was going there. You was hyped up, and I was like, "Let's just start the podcast because I got something to say."
That's all, bro.
No, bro. Like half the things they were saying were dumb as shit.
Man, it looked. The story took like 7 zigzags, fam. What?
I'm not gonna lie, you right?
Dog, that's why I was like, where is this story? Like, what are we doing with the story? What is going on? Okay, so that last episode, it was decent. That was a real, like, that was juicy. Like, oh yep. Shit. These supposed to be your homies, the founders of the gang, and they straight up killed your boy. Your flesh and blood. Okay, now we see where the beef is at. But this episode, come on, man. What are we really doing?
I'm not going to lie. Shit went a bunch of different directions, bro.
We had a whole, half of first season dedicated to him supposed to be taking out Kisaki.
Yeah.
Not in preventing him from coming up in the gang. And now you're telling us that the dude that's already at the top of the gang is the sole reason of everything happening? I don't get it, man.
Unless they're just making it look like Kisaki is the big one.
And but... I hope that's what they're doing. Because, like, as I was watching it, I'm like, man, this... It's a lot of story being put into this, but this is already episode 17.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm like how when... are
people supposed to follow when you're jumping from different times to different people, different faces?
Yeah.
Right. I get that.
Also, why doesn't he ever recognize any of them when he goes back to the past? Like, who is that? Oh, it's Mikey. Like, no shit.
I mean, you gotta think. You jumping 12 years back and forth.
Right.
A lot can change in 12 years, especially like on like what day you on and whatnot.
I guess.
Yeah. Which I get that, but
he's jumping 12 years from that day though.
Yeah.
So it's he's as he's like living throughout the past, his future self is still going throughout its days, pretty much.
No, I thought at the beginning of the series that that his body is just like in a suspended state.
Yeah, but he's still living.
Yeah. Like, but then one time he woke up and he was at work.
That's
unless
true.
They just jump cut to that.
That is true.
No. Yeah, they didn't just jump cut to that because he was like, wait, I'm at work?
See,
yeah.
I told you. See?
That's weird, bro.
It's like, a lot of fuckery going on, bro.
No, that's not. That's inconsistencies.
Man. See,
but, you
catch your shit, dog.
It's time travel, though. So shit gets fucked up when you go to the past.
The main thing I want to talk about, though, is the end of the episode when he went to go visit Draken.
Mm-hmm.
Draken told him that Mikey is the leader of Valhalla right now. And then Mikey killed Kazutora.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still having trouble wrapping my head around that. About Mikey being head of
I think it was the same thing that they just had Baji do. Prove your worth. Kill the people who you trying to keep in your crew. I think it's all a front. It's all a front.
Fujitora is the one he doesn't want because that's the one who killed.
But he just said that he can't forgive Baji because Baji just left. So he don't know yet.
If he stays with him.
Takemichi didn't tell him his plan.
True,
so
you right.
Just thinks that homie just betrayed him.
You right. Yeah.
So they get to this fight. Apparently Mikey is the head of Valhalla. So they're probably like, we need you to do what we had Baji do. Prove your worth. Kill them. Fuck up Baji, kill Kazutora.
Either that, or Kazutora was going crazy and about to try and like kill Mikey or something. And Mikey just lost his shit and had to kill him.
Dark.
Maybe. I see where you're coming at from that.
I mean, if their plan is to keep us out of the loop, okay,
cool. The entire time.
Cool, but I'm telling you, it better fucking make sense. If it doesn't, man.
Or if it's just some dumb write-off.
Yeah.
Cool.
I really enjoyed the episode. It's just, like y'all said, it was all over the place. In my opinion.
I feel like it was too many plot twists. That's what it is.
It's like an overload. Just
yeah, it was right.
Let us go through this first. This first plot twist, and then let me process that. It's a lot to process.
They just rushed that so bad. Like, oh yeah, Kasaki's already the head of them. No, it's Mikey. Like, wait, what?
Right. Yeah. Like, let us process the Kasaki thing first with Valhalla.
Man.
But then neither of them are going to turn out to be true, and it's going to be someone else. Oh, we don't know who it is. It's everybody.
It's fucking Takemichi.
Right. He goes back to the future. He's running Valhalla. Why go back?
Well, at least he told Mikey that he wants to become.
Yeah. That was the only part that I really liked, is that he stepped up.
I like the end where we saw Mikey killing someone.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of him.
Fuck out of his ass, bro.
I can't even lie, dog. But that vice captain though, getting his ass beat, and then
hey, bro, he's
still loyal. To
how did he just happen to walk past him?
I don't give a fuck. If you trying to save your mama, okay? You're not finna beat my ass like that. No, sir. You better pick somebody else. Not me. You do that to me in front of everybody, like, bro, hell no, ain't no I mean.
And like, the last episode, they brought, I always forget the main character's name.
Takemichi.
They brought him in as a witness. He could have just lied and said, nah, I didn't see that.
I mean, it's a whole gang here in front of both of them. Like, what are you, like, if you were put in that position and Justin, you getting your ass beat in front of the game and Free Hugs, you're Takemichi. What are y'all gonna do? I mean, what can you do?
Well, see, the thing is, Justin's my friend. I'm not saying he didn't know, dude. He didn't know that dude, so he could have lied. And if that dude dies, it's not on him.
Right. I'm not saying I'm trying to fight right there. I'm finna wait. Catch that dude somewhere else. Of course, it's a suicide mission. You try to fight right there in the middle of that. He was in their headquarters, bro.
Yeah.
But not fight. Just like, he could have just been like, no, I didn't see none of that.
I want to see if Kisaki is playing Hanma.
Probably not playing him. He's probably using Hanma. Because Hanma seems dirty.
Hanma seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. Like, he knows what he's doing. I don't know if Kisaki will be able to play
Hanma. But then remember how chilly he was when we saw him in the future?
Yeah, but I mean, he's still on that gang shit, though.
He's still on that gang shit.
Punishment.
Always waving that hand around.
He's still on that gang shit, though. I mean,
And by the way, how old are these fucking kids?
Bro, they're like...
That man said 15, bro. Yeah. Fucking 15 years old. Killing people, dog.
Having gang fights and shit.
Goddamn bro. Animals.
it's a concrete jungle out here.
Takemichi's in middle school, bro.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, those middle schoolers go hard. Yo, like, at one point, Takemichi was like, am I going to have to throw hands? I was like, did he just say throw hands?
Bro.
Yeah. They just need to get Takemichi stronger, bro. I'm tired of it.
Teach him how to fight or defend himself at least. Like,
yeah, I'm tired of it. Bro, stay getting his ass kicked every fucking...
And that's the thing I kind of liked about ReZero is, you know, at some point, dude got a little stronger. He could hold his own.
Right. No ass whooping like that.
No. He got smarter. He outsmarted the person. No, it's not the same thing.
This kid could do that too. It's not. But he's not thinking. He's thinking with his dick is what he's doing.
But I mean,
if you really think about it, he's not wrong.
He's not.
Buddy said, oh, my shorty guy, fine as hell. I need to go save her ASAP.
10, 12 years ago?
I'm on the way, baby. I'm on the way.
He had to do was prevent somebody from making it to the top. This dude said he about to become the top. Shit.
How he gonna do that, though? I wonder how he gonna do that, though. Because there's so many twists and turns.
There's so many other gangs.
Like, if he cuts down that gang, they're just gonna join another gang and then go kill him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he's gonna be able to live a peaceful life after all this unless he kills all of them.
They officially put him in, the third division.
True. So he is officially
the captain might, because the captain fucks with Takemichi of the third division, dude with the white hair.
Yeah.
He might train him a little bit, and an old dude that's trying to help him now might help out. So,
yeah, but I mean, is Mikey really gonna kill Takemichi though?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't put it past him either.
I mean, you don't
seem too happy right now.
Mikey is allowing this dude to be around them. Like, it's not no, okay, yeah, he saved fucking Draken, cool. But you got a stranger coming into your inner space, fucking up or like knowing shit about your people that he shouldn't know. Right. You know what I mean? Being in places that he shouldn't be in at the right time, and you know what I'm saying? Like, of course,
punching dudes at ceremonies.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, like, dude deserved it though.
But it's all been in your favor, so of course you're gonna keep an eye on this person.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Right. I can agree with that. I can agree with that. We'll just have to see where the story goes, because the story is in like 10 different directions.
Right. They need to nail that shit out.
Right. Right. On to the next topic. That time I got reincarnated as a slime. That episode. What did y'all think of the last episode?
I honestly, it gave me mixed feelings, because I thought the fight was supposed to be taken to like Rimuru, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But this dude's like Clayman's all off in his own world, like not even worried about Rimuru this whole time, like they.
I get doing it.
Okay, I get kind of the process. I get kind of the process for Clayman. Like, if you become like this, what, greater demon lord or whatever, fuck it is.
True, yeah. I think they said
then true you, demon lord. Demon lord. So then, when you become a true demon lord, then you can. He'll probably be able to just defeat Rimuru.
Yeah,
that might be. That might be where he's going with that. But, and they're also, because at the end of that episode, he was Clayman's like 2 days away from
Wall Purges.
Yeah,
yeah.
From the
Wall Purges.
No. I meant the Animal Kingdom or whatever.
Oh.
Like his army is
Euronasia.
Yeah.
I think
there's so many names, something like that.
Yeah, there's so many names and shit, bro. Anyway, and it's gonna take Rimuru longer to get there, so they're probably just doomed. But I mean, aside from the end, pretty much the rest of the episode didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah, it was just more meeting.
Yeah.
But another thing I really liked at the end of that episode was seeing Clayman freak out after that Majin left. Because the Majin said, "Are you the one actually pulling the strings?" Or something along those lines.
Oh, yeah, at the end of last episode or whatever.
And then so Clayman just breaks the fuck down.
Who do you think is doing it then?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, it's obviously not Melum. She is too easily.
Nah.
It's gotta be.
I want to know what's like her angle.
Melum?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need. Because you need three demon lords to agree to the meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she agreed to that shit.
Right.
I want to know what the fuck is her problem. Is she mad that Rimuru became a demon lord?
No, I don't think so.
She's the one that told him to do it.
Is she?
No, it wasn't her.
No, it was Shuna. She said to him before, like, you should become a demon lord, and he was like, no, I'm not doing that. Why would I do that? I don't need to do that. Then everybody died, and then he needed to do it, so he did it.
Yeah, but, like, you don't think she felt some type of way about it? Him telling her, no, I don't want to become a demon lord, and then out of nowhere becoming a demon lord behind her back?
Maybe.
Because she does get in her feelings about that. They're supposed to be her best
friend. She's childish, yeah.
Yeah, she is childish. But I think she has her own motives.
Either that or she's being completely controlled by Clayman somehow.
I feel like she knows he has Veldora. Clayman probably said some stupid ass shit about him trapping him, and she went off the rails. That's probably what happened. Mm-hmm. She gonna roll up asking what her dragon is. Veldora gonna pop up like, yo, shorty, I'm here. Don't trip. We all family. She like, nah, this man trapped you in his stomach. I ain't with that shit. We got to scrap.
Oh, some bank shit, man. What
are you talking about? Then Rimuru gonna come out like, nah, babe. That's my homie. We was chilling together. I got him out the shits. We cool. She like, nah, like I said, we got to scrap. I ain't with it.
That battle form she has looks crazy, too.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God. I wanted to talk to y'all about their uniforms, like in the opening scene or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember
that all
new
black?
Yeah.
Dude, I want that shit. I want to see that shit.
Yeah.
That shit look tight as hell.
That shit look tight as hell, bro.
She don't look like she going to fuck some shit up. She going to get her revenge.
Oh, yeah.
You better
get
her
most
revenge.
Most definitely.
She better. I mean, she came back to life and she can cook now.
I'm still saying somebody's going to die.
She can't cook now. I totally forgot about that.
You said somebody's going to die.
Yeah, somebody's going to die.
Somebody is going to die.
And they're not coming back. This time they're not coming back.
No, nah, don't say
this
that.
This ain't Dragon Ball Z.
I'm telling you, bro.
Don't say that.
Bro, we can't have a double resurrection, bro. This ain't Dragon Ball Z.
Thank you.
Okay. Like, nah, bro. They had their one chance. That's cool. Everybody evolved too. That we strong as fuck.
Maybe Rimuru. Maybe he finds a way back to life. I don't fucking.
Somebody's dying, bro. I'm telling you.
Nah.
I'm calling it out. Nah. And it's gonna hurt, bro. Nah. I'm gonna be there to hold you up. But
nah. How much you wanna bet, dog? How much you wanna bet?
Hey, let's put the dub on it, baby. I'm telling you, somebody's dying.
Nah. Nobody's dying. I got you, though. It's a bet. I don't think anybody's dying. I don't think anybody dying.
I'm telling you, bro. You think they gonna go with a soft little story, dog? Nah.
This war, motherfucker.
Right. They done made my man Rimuru stone cold killer, bro. He had to take out thousands.
Bro.
One shot, everybody.
See, I
ain't
like,
feel nothing.
Dude, that's modern warfare, modern days right there.
Yep.
Right. I like how they took their mid-season break.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Like how we said last episode as opposed to Attack on Titan.
God awful episode.
Like you have closure.
Yeah. And you have looks. You have something to look forward to with that closure, though.
Exactly.
Right. Nah, y'all talking about somebody gonna die,
not just blue.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, you finna pay me my 20. Don't get no tears on it, cause you know your homie dead. Like I said, he would be.
Nah.
hey, watch it be Benny Mari though.
Don't say that.
Oh, fuck.
No, don't say that.
Bro,
take anybody other than Benny Maru. I don't care about anybody else. Just leave Benny Maru, bro.
Hey, watch it be Gopta.
Don't take him either.
watch it be Gopta. On some, but he gonna go out like a badass though, like a true savage, fucking people up left and right. It is just gonna be, it's plot armor, bro. It's gonna be plot armor, and they gonna take him out.
niggas sleep on him though, bro.
Bro, them three barriers they had was hella plot armor, bro.
Yeah.
That shit hurted.
Oh my god.
It's okay, bro.
Make sure y'all rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple.
Hey, put that 20 aside now for me, all right?
Nah, dog, nah. Nah, fuck that. Make sure y'all follow on Spotify, too.
Please.
We beg of you. Nah, I'm not begging for shit. But on to the next topic. I wanted to ask y'all, why is sub versus dub a thing in the anime community?
Because And I can answer this real simple for you, brother.
Of course.
Sub is God tier, right? Okay. Dub ain't shit.
So sub period. Is Aquafina. Oh.
Yeah. What?
What?
Dub what? What?
Is Dasani.
What?
What?
Yo.
What I'm saying is I'm with Justin on this one.
Aquafina, dog.
Hey, it's better than Dasani.
Ice Mountain or like no.
Hey, it's the first one that popped in my head.
He said Aquafina.
Wow. Okay. All right. For me, it depends on the anime because like for instance, Scissor Seven, I like the dub version over sub, but as me and Freehux talked about this before, the My Hero dub is terrible.
So garbage. My Hero's voice is the fucking worst.
Hey, it's funny that y'all say that. But I think for me, I don't know. I watched a lot of like all the earlier animes that I watched. I think it was because of that, because all of it was in sub. So I just kind of got used to it and. What was it? Crunchyroll. I had Crunchyroll before I got Funimation, and Crunchyroll only does mostly subbed on their like first seasons and everything before they like redo everything and dub. But when I got Funimation, they do mostly dubbed first, but I always switched it to subbed, so I just kind of got hooked on it. And especially like with like my Japanese games and stuff, I always switch it over to subtitles and in Japanese audio.
Really? Because the voices fit better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I, like you said, it fits better. I just get a better feeling from it. You know,
you feel more emotion. You feel the tension.
My Ghost of Tsushima game. Like, I'm not trying to be like that person, but I'm not finna have some white dudes. Voice coming out of a Japanese character, like
okay, hey, you that person. Okay, so you that person.
I'm just saying.
No, you that like, person.
It just fits better.
Hey, I did the same thing though.
It fits better.
I didn't. I mean, I
had to. It just didn't feel right. It felt wrong.
Exactly. But, exactly.
Like the God of High School dub is great, in my opinion.
Yeah, I didn't like the dub for God of High School.
I haven't watched it in dub. I don't watch anything in dub.
I mean, I still watched it. You know, I watched it in sub and dub, but
yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, speaking of God of High School, I was in one of my buddies' stream, and he was saying that he felt like God of High School was rushed, like anime wise, as opposed to the manga.
I never read the manga, so I didn't know that. It seemed like it.
It was. Because if you read, because I started reading the manga after the anime came out, because I wanted to get caught up to it, and there's so much detail that was left out.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the first episode wasn't supposed to be a fight scene.
Okay.
Like, there's like... a couple, you know,
backstory.
Yeah, there's like a couple chapters before we even get to the tournament.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and they went straight to tournament.
Yeah.
Straight to tournament. Yeah.
And that, the whole finding out who his grandfather is and that, like, how he's still alive and all that shit, we should have saw that probably, like, the next season.
Oh
yeah, like that shit was hella rushed.
Well, he doesn't.
I didn't realize that.
He didn't find out his grandpa was alive until the end of the.
I'm just finding that out. I mean, that shouldn't have, that should have been like a next season, like a season two.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't realize it. At least, well, like if you don't, I guess for me, if you don't read the manga, you know, you don't.
Yeah,
it's a different story.
Right.
Huh.
The only anime going right now that actually, like, true to the manga.
Huh.
At least in my opinion. I think that is. Don't quote me.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
I never read, like, the One Piece manga, so I wouldn't know nothing about that.
I've been meaning to watch One Piece, bro. It's just
I'm pretty sure One Piece, 1,000 fucking episodes, I'm pretty sure they're putting every little detail in that shit.
Right?
Dude, there's like every little some points where it's like, why are you still zoomed in on this person's face?
Right.
You could cut it to the next scene now. Good 20 seconds just looking at this face.
Oh my god.
No one's talking.
But no, I think that's really my reason for the whole subbed up thing is just I always put everything in subbed and I just like the feeling of it better. It just feels like it feels more authentic.
See, but I don't, for me personally, I don't care really. Like if it has like, a dub version, I'll look for the dub version first.
Mm-hmm.
For that, for me, like Free Hug said earlier with like emotion and shit, like if it's in dub, I get more emotion out of it.
But the lines be so weak, bro.
Right, the words aren't there.
The lines be so weak. Like in sub, some dude would be like, I'm about to split your shit with like one swing, something, something, something.
And then in dub,
a dude just, be like,
Tom.
Right, yeah. Like what?
That's what? Not what he said.
Like, bro, I'm finna take this bottle cap, burn it into your eye, make a new eyelid type shit in sub, and then the dude in fucking dub would be like, oh, I'm finna take your eye out. Like
pull what? Bubbles out your ass.
I get that. Okay. I get
I get that.
Okay, I see it. It's just that, like, I always see online that the reason I ask is because I always see online that people are putting other people down because they like sub over dub or dub over sub. And
it's all anime, baby.
Yeah, it's all the same to me, and I don't know why people are hating on
it. At the end of the day, it is. But, I mean, if somebody ever asks you that question, I always say I like sub over dub better.
Yeah, 100%. That makes me want to fight you now.
That's fine.
Can I record it?
Come get these hands.
World Star, nigga?
What's up?
Whoa! Hold up. Okay, what's up, nigga? Yeah, like a... Shut up.
Anyway. I didn't even say anything.
Anyway. Let's talk about that My Hero episode. I got some notes.
Before,
I got some notes on that.
Before we go anywhere, I'll retract what I said about the new power.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came in and he used that bitch smoothly. Mm-hmm. Like a real G. Like a real G.
After a week. One
like
week.
Like a real G.
Right.
But it's just... Do you blame me though? Like,
no,
the way he said shit, oh, I ain't gonna be able to use this until I get a full grasp on One For All. So I'm thinking in my head, right? I'm thinking in my head, oh, this ain't gonna be some shit we see until way down the line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But no, he just needed a week with Endeavor, and okay, I know how to use One For All again. Like, all right, y'all. I'm just talking shit.
No, I feel that though, but like, it's the same thing, ain't it? Like, he should already kind of know how to do that.
Yeah.
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 Right.
I mean, at least be able to use a percentage like you've been doing. You know, that should be muscle memory by now.
Right. And that's what Endeavor was talking about. This shit should be like muscle memory. You can't be thinking when you're doing it.
Yeah.
True.
Bro, especially... See,
again,
you
need a week with Endeavor to use.
Especially Todoroki using his, like, his fire and his ice at the same time.
That shit was cool.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
That shit was crazy.
And Bakugo, like...
Yeah.
Just being as crazy as he is. I love him.
You think the person that he's gonna tell his hero name is the genius? Genius?
Yep. Yeah. I knew it.
He's saving it.
Gotta get that. Is.
That man gonna be so proud of him.
Lord Explosion Murder.
I wonder. I wonder what it is. But I'm really
world domination.
Bro, it's so crazy how he goes from 0 to 100 real quick. Like, he could be sitting at the dinner table, like, actually talking calm and shit. And then he's yelling at Deku about something.
Why'd he call the motherfuckers the mob, bro?
Right? He called them the mob.
Deku, what about the mob? Like, wait, what?
Right. You mean the cars full of passengers? People?
Right.
They're all safe, if that's what
you meant. He cracks me up.
Bro, it was crazy, though, how all three of them busted out and shit, and then,
Oh, yeah.
And then the driver had their suits in the trunk.
That driver
trunk.
Had me cracking up, too.
Yeah. Hey, but that's a superhero little car. Your sidekick, that's Alfred, boy.
Yo.
Oh.
Or Bertram.
True. That man was ready for it. He said, hey, hold on. Y'all can't save nobody without these.
Bro, but I love how they popped out, like,
popped out
of the car and shit, and then seeing what they learned over the last couple episodes,
mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that, but I'm really interested in what happened in the Todoroki family, you know, like, what happened to their brother? Like, how did he die?
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, I was like, what you mean what happened, eh?
Yeah.
They say what happened. But yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, like...
I think he probably...
Wait, what's that one flame villain's name?
Which one?
The flame villain.
Dobby. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think that might be him.
What?
Maybe.
Where are you coming from with this? You need to explain yourself.
What?
It's just a weird feeling I've had all this time.
Don't do that.
It's just a weird feeling. I have no evidence to back it up.
Does he have blue eyes? He doesn't have blue eyes, does he?
No, but all their... No, but he had...
I'm looking up a picture right now.
Yeah, he doesn't have blue eyes.
But he had white hair, too. And as they get older, the white hair doesn't disappear.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Unless you're a villain, you could dye your hair.
Right. Unless he dyed his hair.
Put some contacts in.
No.
Free hugs, bro.
No, I don't. I'm not following that one, free hugs.
I mean, either that or villain killed him. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry. I can't follow that one because they wouldn't have a shrine for him in his house.
I mean, how would they know if they think he's dead?
With your theories.
How would they know if they think he's dead?
Oh no, I'm completely opposite of you. I don't know about that one for you.
Nah, bro, because the villain's
blue, bro. So that's where you're getting me. That's where I draw the line because his eyes aren't blue. If his eyes were that light blue. Maybe I could follow you on that one, but I'm going halfway across the bridge, bro.
His eyes are blue.
Oh my god! Now I gotta keep walking.
Hold up! Let me.
Right, I'm looking like nah, dog.
So his eyes are blue though, but what's all that patchwork? Maybe he was burned to death by Endeavor and brought back to life. Maybe he's some type of who the fuck knows. I'm just saying, I've always had a feeling he had something to do with them.
His eyes are blue, but his hair is black.
Ash.
Oh! I fucked up. You shouldn't have said anything.
Did you look it up? Oh, you some bitch.
You looked it up.
We gotta keep going, bro. We gotta.
All right.
You looked it up.
Fuck, no. I typed something.
See, that was a gut feeling, too, bro.
Oh, no.
I looked it up, too.
I didn't look it directly up. I just typed something and it. Fuck, man.
All right, spoilers.
That's a big one. Oh, what's my God. Say?
Spoilers. No. Fuck it.
I shouldn't have looked it up.
Wow.
I should have just left it.
Was that right?
No, I'm not saying anything.
I can't say it. I can't ruin so other that means people's yes. experience. No, it's not a yes or a no.
Man.
So a hard maybe.
Man. I gotta tell Dan. Cause I think Dan knows.
Hey, text me it.
Let's finish the show. You're fucking up for your legs. You're fucking up.
I'm fucking up, bro.
Hey, it was a theory I had in my head.
You're fucking up, man.
We gotta
move on.
It took me, bro. I clicked it. It took me straight to the panel of the manga, bro.
We gotta move on. I'm about to cry now.
Right?
We gotta move on. Okay.
Man.
Yo. Okay, so I got a piece of anime news for you.
Okay.
Rimuru, for that time I get reincarnated as a slime, is having a massive hand painted mural in New York, in New York City. Here, look, okay. I got the article up.
Yo.
It's slime time in the Big Apple. Crunchyroll is partnered with Colossal Media to deliver a massive hand painted key visual of that time I got reincarnated as a slime to the heart of New York City, which is sure to catch eyes of fans as they keep up with the action packed continuation of the anime's second season. Measuring at a colossal 50 foot by 24 foot, the mural is located near Madison Square Garden at West 31st Street and 7th Avenue, and will be up until August 15th, 2021. Whether you can behold its majesty in person or not, you can check out a behind the scenes video to see how it was created. It's dope. I'm really glad that the anime like community in general has taken off to the point where we can do this, where you can get a big mural up in New York City next to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's dope.
And it's not even of like Naruto, it's of right. an anime that Man. Just recently started.
I'm glad you said that, bro, because I'm so tired of when I try to talk to people about anything anime, their go-to topics are the big three. And I'm just like, bro, like, don't get me wrong. They're great. Greatness will be all time.
Always and forever.
They're not the best, though.
Not at all.
I'm like, there's so much more gems out there. And it's like, I'm really trying to talk about anime, and I feel like it throws people off or like pushes them away when I'm just like, you know, I kind of get like, when they start talking about Naruto and DBZ and shit.
Right.
But like if you throw something in there, like fucking, for example, for me, like if somebody, I get super excited when somebody says something about Space Dandy, because it's such an underground show that. I know you're an otaku when you seen Space Dandy. Like, I know you watch anime.
Because that was on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to watch it all the fucking
time. That shit was the late, late Adult Swim, though.
Yo, like 1, 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent y'all over in the text to the link to the mural. I forgot Ooh. To do that.
Okay, but
and, also, I forgot about an anime. I was just looking through some anime like Space Dandy. Samurai Champloo.
Yes, dude. Oh,
fucking classic. I forgot all about that.
Oh, that's so good. So good. Fucking I have that man. Whole official soundtrack saved on my Spotify.
Hey.
And I play that shit every morning when I go to work.
That's fucking
That's not a cap at all, bro. I love Samurai Champloo.
I forgot all about that.
Well, Cowboy Bebop's opening.
I actually just started Cowboy Bebop.
Ooh, okay, no spoilers. But I love Cowboy Bebop.
I actually just started it. I think I'm gonna finish it this week or next week. I'm not sure. I believe Space Dandy is on Hulu. Yeah, it's on Hulu. Space Dandy is
there
on
you
Hulu.
Go. Watch it. And so
I'm gonna watch it. Yeah, it's only sub on Hulu anyway.
Because he has a Elvis type personality.
Okay.
And that's how he talks, but the dub just doesn't do it. They don't get it right. Yeah. Just watch it in sub.
Is it only 20?
That's not even like a
sub versus dub.
They don't get it right in dub.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Is it only this first season?
Yeah, it's 25 episodes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. So I'm gonna finish Cowboy Bebop first, and then I'm gonna watch, and then I'm gonna watch Space Dandy. But yeah, did y'all see the link that I sent you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, that's dope,
bro. They got the black outfits on them.
Yeah.
Like in that mural. So I'm happy about that. Yeah, I'm so glad that, like y'all said earlier, it's not just like the big three or whatever. You know. Because I know like One Piece is still going and shit.
But I mean, at this point I would rather have it be One Piece than any others.
Yeah, because the rest of them they were over with. There was no need to keep going with them.
Right. There's no more story to tell, and magically there's story to tell.
I don't know, they found a way with Junk Force.
No, see, and I was literally about to say something about that. Because I feel like that's why a lot of people didn't like Junk Force. Because the big three weren't as powerful as they fucking thought they were going to be, which I, for one, loved. I was glad
they didn't. Them down.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't make them OP. Cause it made you branch out and try all the other characters, but motherfuckers ain't want to do that. Cause all they knew was Naruto, Goku, Vegeta, fucking
Luffy. Shit. Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, no, I get that, but Jump Force didn't do anything for me.
I never played
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was cool at first, and I seen the gameplay. And I was like, it's just Dragon Ball Xenoverse with every other anime.
Yeah, it could have been no better.
Free roam. Yeah, I didn't like. They could have did way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
That is true.
I feel the same way about Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. They could have did way better with that game.
I liked it for what it was. It could have been better, but I liked it for what it was.
But the grinding is so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it takes so long. Like I like the gameplay. I like the story. I liked getting up and beating it. But there's no way you're gonna get to level 250.
Yeah, I'm not
in this lifetime
that long.
Well, I'm gonna have to finish this game on stream. But I liked it. But it's the same story.
Well, why would they change it?
Well. What I'm saying is that, like, we got all these Dragon Ball Z games that come out every year. It's the same thing, you know.
I think
it's like Call of Duty. It's the same thing. We know it.
Cash in on the cow.
Nah, I think it was different for me because of the fact that, yeah, you're right. We had all of these other Dragon Ball Z games, but none of them were canon. Like, the actual original story. Xenoverse was about fucking time traveling with Trunks and shit. And then you had the Fighter Z. They had Android 21 in that shit. Like, we didn't see all that shit yet.
Right.
So that's why I liked Kakarot, because it was the original story.
You played as unnecessary bullshit.
Yeah, you played as every character that had a key part in the story, which was pretty much everybody.
Look, all I need them to do is remake Tenkaichi 3. That's all I need.
I swear to God.
Nah, I need them to stop trying to remake all the Dragon Ball Z games and redo the fucking Tokyo Ghoul game. Because that shit was horrific.
I haven't seen the Tokyo Ghoul game.
It is horrible. Man, don't even look it up. You're going to be disappointed.
Is it worse than Jump Force?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jump Force was really bad to me.
Like, I mean, and you've seen Tokyo, right?
Yeah.
Man,
it's been a while, but yeah.
Just think about the possibilities that you could be doing inside a video game with that story.
Yeah.
They didn't do any of them.
Oh, that's
no. It was like a wave-based level game. Like, did you play the phone game of Tokyo Ghoul?
No.
The Real Life War or whatever? Well, you went through like levels, but it was just killing ads after ads after ads.
Oh.
And then like the occasional boss when you got to the part of the story where a named character came up. Like like Toka came up or something. You had to fight her. But that was about it. It was dumb.
Well then, I am not gonna.
I was highly pissed off.
I bet. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that then.
But then Code Vein came out, so I was okay afterwards.
Okay. Anybody got any more anime news?
I do not.
I do have one.
What you got?
It was Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. Their new trailer.
Yeah, new trailer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That just dropped, so.
Okay. Big bet.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to look at that later. Let me write that down. We gonna have to talk about that.
Do we got a date for new episodes with that or no? Not yet.
Not yet.
Damn.
Nah. Unfortunately.
Okay, on to the general life update, the honorable mentions of the podcast. What y'all do this week? What's been going on with y'all?
Been getting my ass kicked at work, bro. That's what's been happening. Just we've got new systems being implemented in our building, and just it's been a process trying to learn everything, and also mm-hmm. trying to train our employees the mm-hmm. stuff that we're learning, you know, the night before. So that's how I've been doing. But I mean, other than that, you know. Fucking bitches getting paid.
Okay. At the end of the day, you still gonna feel broke. At least I do. Bro, I swear, man. I get paid and then that shit's gone next day.
I mean, but you got responsibilities.
Yeah.
Like big, big responsibilities. I ain't got none, but not as big as yours.
Yeah, like a wife and kid to take care of.
Yeah.
But, I pre-ordered the new Demon Slayer game.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
I pre-ordered many things.
It better be good. Please let it be good.
I didn't even know they were making a Demon Slayer game.
Yeah, it comes out October.
PS5?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh! I'm sorry. That's lit as fuck. I'm gonna have to pre-order that motherfucker as well.
What I need PlayStation to do is just give me release dates of shit. That's all I need. I don't care like when, like even if it's like 2 years from now, just give me a date.
So I would like to know. Like,
right. Like especially the Harry Potter game that's supposed to be coming out, man. I really want to know like when that shit's coming. Cause that looks like it's gonna be really good.
That new open world Harry Potter game?
Mm-hmm. The one where you create your own wizard.
Yeah.
And you go through Hogwarts as a student. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be like an open world like co-op thing, I think. So damn. I think so.
That's gonna be fun.
Ooh. I've been meaning back, to.
Huh?
Go ahead. No, you good. Go ahead.
That Back for Blood, I pre-ordered that.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that. I was debating with myself to get that.
Dying Light 2.
When can I wait for that?
December. I think everything is like October, December this year. Like,
okay.
Battlefield's December. Oh, Dying Light's December.
That Battlefield, bro.
Back for Blood's October.
That Battlefield.
Did you see the trailer for the Portal?
The Portal,
game?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. There's a new Portal game coming out too?
Bro. No. It's a part of Battlefield.
They created a game called Portal or Battlefield Portal. So you can take all the weapons, vehicles, the operators, attachments, whatever from Battlefield 19, what was it, 45?
Battlefield 5, Bad Company 2, and
it was not Battlefield 3. It was Battlefield 19 something as well.
Probably 45 then.
Yeah, 1945. And then obviously the new one. So like you can be in there with a old school plane with a fucking F-50 and shit like that.
Yeah. The only thing I'm excited about is that they brought Caspian Border back.
Bro.
Ooh. That was the best fucking map.
Nah, that shit's about to be lit.
Right. What else? I kind of started playing Destiny 2 again.
So, because I know I told you we were going to get back into that. We're going to wait a little bit longer, like next month, this upcoming month, like probably another week or two or whatever, because the new season is going to start. And then they're going to implement crossplay with that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Does that mean I have to get Destiny 2 again?
Well, it's free, so yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, but if you ain't got like the DLC, all that part, you'll have to pay for.
Is it a lot?
But we, probably to like get everything, it's like
$50 worth.
To get everything, I think it's like 40 or 50.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they're bringing crossplay and, I was going to wait because Kendall was trying to play with us too, but he only has it on his PC. So.
Oh, okay. I just really want to play Vault of Glass.
Yeah, I know.
I just really want to play Vault of Glass.
I've been trying to get Isaac in it and to get him like, you know, used to it and everything.
Uh-huh. Man, them raids be something else, bro.
Oh.
Like the coordination have to be on point. If somebody fuck up, the whole team
especially fuck up, yeah, especially the raids on Destiny 2. Like that first one that they gave us.
Yeah,
I don't know if you played it.
Yeah,
with the fucking the Cabal dude. Yeah, that shit. You really had to be coordinated in that.
Yep.
But it was fucking though when you got it. Yeah, you had to have people you knew. There was no doing that shit with randoms.
At all, bro.
Yeah.
If you didn't have your squad, then you weren't doing a raid.
Right. Especially my favorite part of that raid was the gauntlet part. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, there was times where you had to mute your teammates so you can hear like your partner that you're working with in a certain part of the raid. Like, that shit got wild.
Yeah.
Had to hurry up, go back, unmute everybody when everything fucking got finished.
Yep. And then the fucking labyrinths and shit. Like, mm-hmm. So many places to go. Like, you had to have a certain key to unlock a chest.
Yeah,
that.
It was fun, though. I liked it.
It was, but I'm ready to get back into Vault of Glass.
I'm pretty sure they upgraded that shit, though. It's not normal Vault. There's no way. It's probably still Vault of Glass, but, like, definitely with some upgrades.
I hope they didn't. I'm not gonna lie. Vault of Glass was, like, legendary in itself.
It was.
I mean, I think the Taken King was better. But... Oh, you call a cap, huh?
Not Oryx himself. Everything else, yeah. I liked every other fight. Not Oryx.
Yeah, not
for some reason, I just... And it wasn't like he was hard. It was just... It was very tedious.
It was.
Every other boss fight, like, was pretty dope.
Yeah. Like, I remember when, when, like, if somebody didn't have the Touch of Malice, like, you're like, all right, we're dead. Yeah.
Man. Dude, the Touch of Malice was such a grind.
Right.
I did that shit in, like, 2 days. Because it was enough. I'm like, I can't keep doing the raid and fucking getting killed. I need this gun.
Right. Yeah. So... I don't know. I'm gonna start playing that again. I gotta finish Kakarot and some other stuff that I'm gonna be streaming.
Yeah.
When is Discord coming to PlayStation?
Next year.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. They need that shit now.
Right.
But I mean, at least it's coming though. That's a big up for us. Especially like us as like content creators.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a big plus.
Yeah. I like Discord. I like the switch over to Discord. Yeah. It's real simple, and you know, I'm still trying to figure shit out, but
if they I'm really hoping that that the reason it's taking them so long is because they're trying to make their chat parties and shit, like, set up like Discord.
Like, integrate it and shit?
Yeah. How we have, you know, how, like, the social room, and you got lounge one, lounge two, yeah. You know? And then, like, you can lock off certain parts and shit. Yeah. That would be dope as fuck.
That would be.
Because my crew, we get goofy sometimes. Like, we'll have our private parties, like our private, you know, group chats and shit.
Uh-huh.
And, like, ways down the road, we'll think we find somebody cool and add them into that shit just to find out they, like, some type of an asshole. Now we're like, oh, fuck, you know, we got to make a new chat or whatever.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's an asshole, you know?
Yep. Yeah, no, I get that. I just feel like knowing PlayStation, there's gonna be some functions that are different or don't work.
Of course.
As opposed to being on PC.
Of course.
Because PlayStation somehow always fucks up something. Somehow, some way they will.
Yeah, I believe it.
I just got a feeling. What you been up to, Free Hugs?
Just working, welding, watching anime, playing God of War.
I hear that.
The big thing, Free Hugs. What'd you do this week?
I called off work a day.
Bitch.
Damn.
Nah, I moved into my apartment on Monday.
Yes, sir. We going over. I'm coming over.
Congratulations. Sleeping over. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Y'all are always both welcome here.
To wait, play the piece. We'll talk about that later.
Nah, heard that.
But yeah, good shit though. I'm glad everything went well with your apartment.
Yeah, it's a big bull. Appreciate it.
Especially without you having your dogs at your parents' house and whatnot.
I wouldn't be able to bring either of them here anyway. They're both labeled as aggressive breeds. Which hurts. It hurts my heart.
I know.
But other than that, not shit. Big bull.
Well, on that note, thank you, everybody, for your listening to the podcast. We appreciate all the support, and whoever listens to this, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend so we can keep moving up. We normally record on Saturdays, so the day in which we're recording is Saturday, July 31st, and we're going on to closing statements. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. As always, it's a pleasure to talk about anime, anything anime, or anything otaku, I should say, really. But, yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Free hugs. Anything you'd like to say?
Appreciate words. Appreciate you for listening. Have a great time.
And make sure to, if you want to chat with us or anything, you can join the Discord at. You can just search it up at True Nation Rise. I just put it as that, like TRUU Nation Rise. And I made it public. Anybody can join. And I would like to see what you guys think. You know, I like interacting with you guys. And make sure to follow me on Twitter at the True Otaku. TRUU Otaku. And with that note, we will see you next week. Thank you. Peace.